Good morning, everybody. It's time again for Cup of Coffee with...
You know who on every show they say it.
Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
I've said that before.
You know, it's almost our 200th show. What should we do special for our 200th show for our thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners?
Make a surprise party for them.
That's a very good idea. So we will do a surprise show. We'll do a multi-part show, too. We'll do a big extra-long show. How about that?
Yeah.
Make a big deal out of it. Not a lot of shows ever go to 200 episodes.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Thank you all of our listeners out there, for making that possible, for keeping to tune in and keeping us inspired to keep making more shows and spend more time with you, because we love you, and we sure do appreciate you spending a few minutes a day with us. And that was a kiss from Thompson. Hey, Thompson, you lost a tooth.
Uh-huh.
You're going to lose more.
Yeah, I know.
You're familiar with what's going on with your body?
Chow.
What's going on with your body?
Chow.
Chow? You're eating? You're eating some chow? What kind of chow? Hot chow? Cold chow? Dog chow? Kitty chow?
No, I mean like how to say hello and goodbye in Italian. Chow.
Oh, you're saying goodbye to your teeth?
Yeah, chow.
So what do you think about that? How does it feel to have a tooth missing in your front?
Chow.
So how does it feel to have a tooth missing in your teeth? I mean, does it feel weird?
It was really weird. My voice sounds so different.
Well, you definitely sound different when you're sticking a finger in your mouth.
Yeah.
But when you're not, what does it make you think about? Do you think about it all the time?
Yeah.
You excited to have your other teeth out? No?
No, I want to keep my teeth.
Why?
Well, maybe. Just maybe. If I release that, maybe if I lose another tooth, but I want to keep my teeth so then I could get more Minecraft dudes.
So you want to have your teeth and lose them too, so that the Tooth Fairy brings you Minecraft dudes or prizes or change or whatever the Tooth Fairy sees fit to give you. It probably won't be the same thing every time, you know. Tooth fairies are diversified. Do you know what diversified means?
No. I said no.
It means a lot of different stuff.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about on this show? Listeners, what do you think we should talk about?
Yeah, it's like we're two dudes in search of a topic, eh? What's our topic today, eh?
It's the second part of that extreme physics reading we did, and pretty much literature.
What literature?
Our bedtime stories literature.
I got a new book of Terry and the Pirates reprints from 1942, volume 16. That's pretty cool. Have you read any Terry and the Pirates yet?
Got to the story, but never got to the ending.
Yeah, I haven't gotten through the ending yet either. I'm only like, I don't know, 7 pages in.
Wow.
So you were saying you were already starting to draw up a Christmas list. What do you want for Christmas?
Transformers.
More than meets the eye?
Yep, there's more to Transformers than meets the eye.
Are they robots in disguise?
Yeah!
Yeah, what's your favorite one?
My favorite Autobot is Optimus Prime. My favorite Decepticon is Skywarp. My favorite Dinobot is that pterodactyl one.
Swoop.
And my favorite Insecticon is the little fly looking one.
Fly? There's no fly.
I mean,
there's like a stag beetle and a horn beetle and a grasshopper.
I mean the grasshopper.
Kickback.
So
yeah, I had all the Insecticons when I was a kid growing up.
And there's also another version, the Constructicons.
What's cool about them?
My favorite one out of them is Mixmaster.
Oh, you like the cement truck?
Yeah, big trap the concrete. Guess that guy is Concrete Rays.
Probably has something to do with concrete, yeah. Yeah, I didn't like the way they did Devastator in the Transformer movie. That stank. Didn't look anything like the toys. It was just terrible.
Actually, I like Devastator. My favorite is Devastator because he's the mix of all the guys.
Yeah, he's huge. It's like all six, was it six? Six Constructicons, right?
There's a Digger one, isn't there? Isn't there a Bulldozer?
Yeah, I think there's Bulldozer and a Front Loader and a crane and a dump truck and a cement truck and then, like, a Front Loader.
Front Loader?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a mellow show, dude.
Yeah.
We're pretty chilled out today.
Yeah.
Kind of nice. Well, it's time to go. We're all out of time. So, goodbye, listeners. We love you.
Bye.
Our 200th show is coming up soon, so stay tuned. Wake the kids, call the neighbors.
Yeah.
Good night, Mr. and Mrs. America, and
ELE and all the ships at sea with ELE on all the ships at sea.
Bye.